It is Thursday, March 14th. Here's what we're working on this morning. Hamilton Public Health confirms the city's first case of measles.
Our CHCH Stony Creek Mountain Tower comes crashing down after 62 years.
And Jeopardy is hosting its first ever invitational tournament. No, our studio is not getting smaller. Brian is here for the whole show and tomorrow as well.
Yes.
So nice to have you at the desk.
Thank you.
Filling in for Tim Bolin,
yes,
who is off for a few days.
Yeah, he's gone to see a baseball game somewhere in Florida,
yeah,
or something.
Somewhere.
I think that's
reporting live,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Exactly. He's got to get some sunshine. Yeah. Like we didn't have the sunshine.
Oh,
yesterday.
It was so beautiful yesterday.
I saw
a lot of shorts yesterday.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the rumble of motorcycles going,
yes,
by. People,
yep,
getting their motorcycles out. Yeah, it got to 20 degrees yesterday. 20 degrees. It was that close to being a record. And, of course, we heard about Tim's record with his pictures yesterday.
Yep.
Back in 1990 was the record. But 20 yesterday. Today, a bit of a difference. We're going to come down to about 12 degrees for the day today. And we should see some showers actually to start later on this morning, and then cycling into some rain, and it could be some heavy rain later on tonight. So we'll talk about that coming up. I want to check some traffic cameras just to see how things are going. Yes, I'm doing a bit of everything today. So here's a look at the 403. This is the 403 camera right around Waterdown Road. This is our camera. It's doing fine so far, so nothing to see right there. We go to some MTO traffic cameras. We'll check in at Nikola Tesla Boulevard, Toronto bound lanes toward the Skyway Bridge. Looks good there. Here's the Skyway, top of the Skyway Bridge on the Hamilton side, so Toronto bound lanes coming towards us. This is a look at just east of Appleby, heading through Burlington into Oakville. We have no problems as far as traffic is concerned this morning, but we'll keep you posted with weather and traffic coming up. Right now, the news.
Thanks, Brian. Well, Hamilton Public Health says a child in the area has contracted measles after a trip overseas. Sean Cowan joins us now with more. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Annette. Well, we do know that that child contracted the illness during a recent trip to India. We also know that child is currently isolating at home. And right now, health officials say there are no known exposures to anyone else in the Hamilton area. We do know the young person was a passenger on Saudi Arabian Airlines Flight 61 from Jeddah on March 5th earlier this month, and that several individuals could have been exposed during that flight. People in Terminal 3 at Toronto Pearson International Airport between 3:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on that day are also at risk. Symptoms of measles begin to develop within 7 to 21 days of infection. They include a high fever, cough, drowsiness, and red blotchy rash 3 to 7 days after symptoms start. Health officials say the best defense against measles is vaccination and urge people to ensure they are up to date.
The reason measles is so dangerous is, unlike influenza or RSV or other respiratory infections, it doesn't infect our lungs per se, it infects our immune cells. It also kills those immune cells, and with them die our immune memory, all the immune responses we've built up to all the things we've experienced in our life. As a consequence, when a child has measles, they have a period of what we call immune suppression, where they become very vulnerable to other bacterial infections. Now, most of the time, those can be treated with antibiotics, so in Canada, deaths are rare.
And public health officials in Hamilton are currently seeking out individuals who may have come in contact with that child. Brian, I'll send it back inside to you.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Three people are in custody and police are looking for a fourth after a frightening scene in Burlington yesterday morning. Halton police say auto thieves somehow crashed a stolen pickup into what appeared to be their own vehicle, then hijacked another car at knife point after attacking the driver. In the aftermath, the stolen pickup, a high-end Ford F-150, was sitting on Upper Middle Road just west of Guelph Line with another vehicle badly damaged across the street. People say it appears the second vehicle was connected to the stolen pickup, and after the crash, four suspects tried to run off. One of them carjacked another vehicle with a knife.
At that time, there was a civilian vehicle that was there. That person was approached by one of the suspects who brandished a knife in order to carjack that vehicle. The civilian party that was in the car was punched, so they did sustain minor injuries, and that vehicle was taken, that vehicle being a silver Volkswagen Jetta.
Police caught three suspects on the scene. Two were hurt in the crash. So far, there hasn't been any word on charges.
There are more problems after a fire last week at a popular restaurant on Hamilton's James Street North. The people who live above Chard say they're now homeless and can't get back into their units to get their things. The restaurant caught fire last Thursday, sending smoke into the units. One tenant says some of the items were missing when he went back, alleging the restoration company and the landlord failed to secure the building.
They didn't close our doors, and they insisted they had to keep them unlocked. Because they were going in and out. And because of that, we had all of our stuff stolen. Tens of thousands of dollars in valuables, jewelry, handbags.
It's funny that we have four tenants and one is complaining about things missing and the others are not. So what can I tell you? The doors are secured. Nobody can go in. And how things are stolen, I have no idea.
That's the owner, who hopes to reopen Chard Restaurant by the fall. It depends when he gets approval from the insurance company and building inspection officials.
A woman's been charged after a crash involving a train in Hamilton's Rosedale neighborhood. It happened the afternoon of February 21st on Cochrane Avenue. The 38-year-old driver and a 2-year-old passenger were taken to hospital after an SUV was hit by a train at the crossing. The crossing has flashing lights when a train is approaching, but does not have barriers. The pair have since been released from hospital. The driver's been charged with dangerous operation of a vehicle and criminal negligence.
St. Joseph's Healthcare Hamilton is coming off a record year for kidney transplants. The hospital did 165 of them, a 30% increase from the years before. The hospital credits the record number on an increase in support for the Kidney Paired Exchange Program and a very successful one-day donor clinic. St. Joseph's Healthcare Hamilton says they are the first program in North America to set up a one-day donor clinic. Typically, it would take 6 months to 12 months to work up a living donor.
The Stony Creek Mountain skyline changed dramatically yesterday as the CHCH television tower was brought crashing down, and of course, we caught it all on camera. When the CHCH television tower was initially built, it was the tallest structure in the country at more than 350 meters or close to 1,200 feet. It currently was the sixth tower in Canada and 13th in the Commonwealth. Grundy Telecom Integration Incorporated out of Burlington took down the Stony Creek Mountain Tower and built a new transmitting tower in Flamborough.
Okay, now to sports. Let's see how we do with this with Tim God. We'll start with hockey news. Forgive us if we get names wrong. Two of the heavy hitters in the Western Conference went head-to-head as the Vancouver Canucks hosted the Colorado Avalanche.
Over to McKinnon, fakes the one-timer, loose in the middle, fakes it again, gets it to McCarr. Watched by Bluger. Here's McKinnon shooting, tipped in. Went off Juleson, off the post, and into the net.
Valerie Nichushkin scored 30 seconds into overtime as the Avalanche rallied past the Canucks 4-3.
Balance of Andrew Kane with Connor Brown. Kane looking for Brown. And score! Who is it? Can it be? It is! Connor Brown's first goal as an Oiler.
And what a night in Edmonton as Connor Brown scored his first goal of the season as an Oiler. Fans gave him nearly a two-minute-long standing ovation. Jack Hyman also having a good night as he had a natural hat trick as the Edmonton Oilers rolled to a 7-2 victory over the Washington Capitals.
Toronto Maple Leafs are looking for their second consecutive win when they face the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. The Leafs are coming off a 3-2 win over Montreal. Leafs forward Mitch Marner will sit out tonight with a lower body injury.
And meanwhile, the Leafs have signed center Bobby McCann to a two-year contract extension worth $2.7 million. McCann was set to become an unrestricted free agent this summer. The 6'2", 210-pound forward joined the Maple Leafs organization as a free agent in April 2020. He's recorded 49 goals and 22 assists in over 100 with the league.
Free throws go. He has a dozen. It's 53-37. 3:04 till halftime. Another jam for Jalen Duren, his sixth, off a dish from Jaden.
In the NBA, Jalen Duren had a career-high 23 rebounds, along with 24 points and 5 assists, as the Detroit Pistons beat the Raptors 113-104.
Coming up on 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, let's go right to some MTO traffic cameras. Here's the QEW Mountain camera. Not seeing a lot there. Actually, there's not a lot of volume so far this morning. Nikola Tesla Boulevard really hasn't changed an awful lot. Here's the 403 junction. So Toronto bound lanes heading away from us toward Brant Street, way in the distance there. Flipping ahead to east of Royal Windsor through Oakville. Not a lot to see, even through Etobicoke Creek, heading toward the 427. Those are the vehicles coming towards us. All looking good so far this morning. All right, let's go to our temperature. Let's get into the forecast for the day today. 4 degrees is what we have at the moment. The winds are fairly light from the northeast at 8. Notice how they've shifted around to the north, and that's what's brought in the cooler temperatures. And we do have a fairly cloudy sky so far this morning. What we have is an approaching frontal boundary just to the south of us, and that's going to bring in some rain. The green is the rain, as you can see there, and then a number of low-pressure systems going by us, mainly to the south. Going to give us some increasing clouds as the day goes on today and some showers and then rain later. Today, we're still being mild, but nowhere near what we got to yesterday. 12 and 13 degrees, 11 for Burlington and for Toronto. So a little bit of sunshine to start the morning, and then we'll see some showers and then the rain develops later on. Tonight, we could get some heavy rain. Temperatures bottom out around 4 degrees, which is where we're sitting right now, 5 for parts of Peel and Toronto, but 10 to 15 millimeters of rain is possible tonight. Tomorrow, it's just going to stay fairly cloudy and temperatures a touch cooler, 9 for Niagara, 10 and 11, but a pretty gray day tomorrow. We won't see an awful lot of sunshine. So as you step out the door, yes, it is the 14th morning of March. Our temperature is mild. I mean, when I say mild, it's above seasonal for this time of year. Way above an overnight low seasonal, and that's actually above a seasonal daytime high. So it's a mild start, and it is a mostly cloudy start. And we'll check, of course, the long-range forecast coming up. Annette and Brian, I'll throw you over to you.
No, you have to. Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Right.
Yes. Okay, let's go over now to Emily Vukovic. What do you have coming up in Chit Chat?
Well, Barbie and Azazi, a huge wedding gown company, have teamed up, of course, for this year's bridal gowns. So we'll see what Barbie Ooh. And Mattel have come up with.
All pink?
Might be a little bit of
really?
Pink in there.
Oh.
Okay. And we're also discussing Jeopardy. It has a new tournament. And I know, Annette, you used to be a huge Jeopardy fan. So
what is fun? What is, can I be invited?
Yeah. I'll take fun for $1,000. That's what we got.
Okay.
Okay. Coming up after the break, Ontario's premier says he is not trying to sell off the LCBO. Quebec is axing rebates on EVs, and BC is giving fruit farmers a break after years of bad weather. 6:15 on your Thursday morning, checking overseas trading. The Canadian dollar is up just a couple of basis points this morning to 74.25 cents US. Gold is down $6. Crude oil is up 72 cents to $80.44 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe. Markets are down just a little bit in London, but up in Frankfurt and Paris.
And over in Asia, markets are up in Tokyo, down in Hong Kong and Shanghai. And in North American markets, the TSX gained 139 points, the Dow rose 38, and the NASDAQ dropped 88.
Premier Doug Ford has promised his government will not get rid of the LCBO. He was responding to a warning from the head of the union that represents LCBO employees, OPSU President J.P. Hornick.
I love the frontline workers of LCBO. Their leader, J.P., is misleading their workers. We will never, ever sell the LCBO. Matter of fact, they're going to be exclusive wholesaler for when we do the beer store and we start distributing it. They're always going to be selling the spirits, you know, and it's unfortunate their leader is actually misleading, and let me be more blunt, lying to their members about us closing the LCBO. I can assure you we'll never, ever close the LCBO. And the reason she's lying, because she's up for election in April. I recommend one thing, get rid of her.
Now, we reached out to OPSU, have not heard back. In a report in the Toronto Star, Harnick had said that Ford's strategy is to privatize the alcohol industry incrementally. Last year, he announced the expansion of beer, cooler, and wine sales to convenience and big box stores. You heard him there reiterate his claims that this is going to increase the role of the LCBO in distribution.
Auto manufacturers say Quebec will have a hard time reaching its electric vehicle adoption targets now that the province plans to cut a rebate. The Quebec government says the rebates are no longer needed now that the electric vehicles account for one-fifth of automobile sales in the province. The president and CEO of the Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association says demand for electric vehicles won't hold up if the rebate is pulled too quickly because of a continued price gap between vehicle technologies.
A report from the Alberta Utilities Commission says the renewables industry poses little threat to agriculture or the environment. Premier Danielle Smith's government had called for this report. She was concerned that wind and solar generators could eat up prime farmland in Alberta and would spoil some of the province's best-loved views while leaving a legacy of environmental liabilities. But the utilities regulator says there is no consensus on which landscape should be protected for their scenic value. The report also says even if renewables grew quickly, they would still take up less than 1% of Alberta's land by 2041.
The British Columbia government is giving farmers an extra $70 million to replant and strengthen fruit orchards and vineyards after 2 years of weather-related disasters. Premier David Eby says the funding will boost the province's existing $15 million perennial crop renewal program. That program launched just last spring to help more than 200 farmers replace diseased and unproductive plants. In a devastating blow, BC's wine grape growers reported that a cold snap in January destroyed up to 99% of the province's harvest. That comes after another crippling deep freeze in 2022 and wildfire smoke damage in 2021.
U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban TikTok in the United States if the Chinese parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell it. The bill still faces an uncertain path, though, when it goes before the U.S. Senate. Now, President Biden has already said that he will sign the bill if it comes to him. If that happens, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, would have 5 months to sell the social media platform, which is linked to the Chinese government. If they don't, the bill would prohibit TikTok from being available for download in U.S. app stores.
Passengers on Frontier Airlines now have the option to free up the seat next to them. Frontier says the new upgrade option is for customers sitting in the window or aisle seats. UpFront Plus, the new upgraded seating option, will provide extra legroom and a guaranteed empty middle seat. The promotion applies to flights departing starting April 10th, and upgrades will only be available through April 30th. Flights must be purchased by March the 20th. The upgrade starts at $49 U.S.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. You're going to do double duty
or triple duty
with traffic and your 70 forecast.
Okay, I'll take a quick break for a slurp and I'll come back with. Yeah, all right.
We're doing okay so far.
Yeah, so far. Okay. Good morning, 6:24 on this Thursday morning. Checking our MTO traffic cameras just to see if there's anything happening. There's no collisions at the moment. QEW Welland looks good. There is a collision on the 406 heading northbound in the St. Catharines area, right around 3rd. We have a collision there, but we don't have a camera. Here's the QEW, the Skyway Bridge. Toronto bound lanes coming towards us toward the top. East of Appleby Line still looks good. Nothing at Lorne Park. We'll dip into the 403 briefly here at Burnham Thorpe. All doing fine. We have nothing as far as volume is concerned as of yet this morning. Let's get to our temperatures that we have. Ooh, Hamilton's temperature just popped up to 5 degrees, so getting better. 6 degrees for Grimsby, 3 Mississauga, and 4 into Toronto right now. We'll talk about seasonals. Seasonals this time of year, we're looking at 4 for the daytime high, minus 5 for the overnight low. Those are our sun times for the day today, and our records for today. And yes, we are going to get some rain. It'll start off as some shower activity this morning and then cycle into some rain later on. So 12 degrees will be the high today. Dropping to 4 tonight, but that rain could be heavy at times. We could get 10 to 15 millimeters tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy and 10. Saturday, we get some sunshine, just a touch cooler at 8. St. Patrick's Day, looks like some showers and 6 degrees. And then we get some sunshine back, but it's going to be cool. Chilly overnight lows and plus 1 for the daytime highs as we get into spring. Spring arrives late at, well, about 11 o'clock, 11:06 actually, spring arrives on Tuesday. So
at night?
Yes.
Way past our bedtime.
Yeah. Yes. We'll see it. We'll enjoy it Wednesday morning.
Yes,
we'll go,
we will.
Spring.
Spring is here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, if you want to walk among the giant redwood trees, California would probably be the first place you'd head, but many of the largest species are actually in the UK. It's because starting in the 19th century, British estates started bringing giant sequoias from North America and planting them. It was kind of a Victorian-era status symbol. Well, now those trees are thriving, and they're growing almost as quickly as they do in their native California. Hmm. A report from Britain's Academy of Sciences says the wetter climate probably suits the trees a little bit better, and of course, they constantly aren't being threatened by wildfire. It's estimated there are about 500,000 sequoias right now in the UK, compared to just 80,000 in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Since these trees could live to be around 3,000 years old, the ones in the UK are pretty much still babies.
Wow, I have never been around a sequoia close up. I've been into an old growth forest in BC, but I've never seen the sequoias. Just marvelous.
Well, they're so huge. There's one that actually they have photos of, like in the early 1900s, of a car being driven through. They had carved out it's still there. It's amazing.
If you want to hug that tree, you've got to really stretch
around.
It's
got to be a group hug.
Yeah. Really?
Okay. We've got lots more coming up. Stay with us. Yeah.